Thanks a lot. I think we have exhausted we have exhausted the day, but we probably have also exhausted you. We see this as a step in what we hope would be a long road in providing the right kind of data that would allow all of us to take the right policies. And by policies, I don't only mean trade policies. I think we heard, and this has to be, in my view, underscored also here in the House of Trade, that there are other, many other policies, whether domestic or international, that have to be aligned also with the right trade policies in order to make trade work for everybody, and also get the right data to make sure we embed trade policies in the right politics. And I think we've heard also a little bit about the importance of using this, a lot of the data we have seen today, to argue the politics at home. I would like to thank Selina for putting on the bulletin board the next bigger step in this global, in this value chain discussion. And I would avoid talking about global value chains, but I'd rather talk about value chains, which would be the 8-foot Trade Global Review fourth version of it, taking place at the beginning of July, theme of which is connecting to value chains, where we will look at value chains in agriculture, we will look at value chains in textiles, in logistics, in tourism, in transport. We will look at value chains from the perspective of developed countries, developing countries, least developed countries, multinational companies, SMEs. So we hope to leave no stone unturned. Thank you very much for your active participation today, and looking forward to our next encounter.